And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
When the angel left them and they were gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened which the Lord told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Well, a warm welcome to you all this evening. My name's Nigel, I'm one of the pastors here. Children, it's been brilliant to have you take part and do so well in the various parts that you've played. Now, I saw, I think it was Noah and Tarek playing the part of shepherds. Oh, they've just taken their hats off. Can you believe that? No, you don't have to put them back on. It's all right. It's all right. I saw them when they ran down the aisles. Did you see? And they got to the back. They were really excited. And they were excited because they found, or as they were doing the drama of the reading, they found the baby Jesus. Now, I wonder for any of us, for all of us, are we excited about Jesus? Is that why we celebrate Christmas? Because of him? Because of what he's like and what he's done? Well, we've seen two shepherds this afternoon. Shepherds play a big part in the Christmas story, but they also play a big part in Jesus' teaching later on when he grows up. And he quite famously calls himself a shepherd. He's using a metaphor from the Old Testament where God is described as a shepherd, someone who looks after his people. And in the New Testament, Jesus says to the crowds, "I am the good shepherd." And when he says that, he also says this. This is in John chapter 10. He compares himself to other voices. In that day, it was the voices of the religious leaders. And he described them as being a bit like thieves. Thieves come only to steal and kill and destroy when it comes to sheep. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. No, Jesus said that. He came so that we might have life and have it to the full. So we're going to spend a little bit of time now just comparing what voices do we hear, perhaps not from religious leaders necessarily, but from the world. What are the big voices and what do they say to us? And what does Jesus say instead that brings us life and can make us excited, really excited, about the fact that he came? So I've got a couple of bags under the Christmas tree, which I thought we'd delve into a couple of days early. Is that all right, Steve? Can you grab two? Oh, steady, steady. Two bags there. He's just milking his part. That's what that was. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you. Here we go. So two bags that I've got here. This bag and this bag. One looks quite ordinary, doesn't it? Would anyone like a present out of this bag? A couple of you would. Cottons. It's good news for a couple of days' time. Something out of the rubbish bag. Or this bag, that looks quite nice, doesn't it? Quite attractive. We might be reading that later. Marks and Spencer's, look at that. Now I'm going to get something out of this bag. This is what the world tells us we need. Can anyone read this to me? What's it say? Stuff. Stuff. We need stuff. Anyone think they need stuff? Anyone hoping for some stuff? I think loads of us are. We all get drawn into this. We need stuff. John Lewis, we all love the John Lewis advert, supposedly. Well, this year it's sort of related to that because we've got a piano being given to someone who went on to become quite famous, but it's the idea of a gift. And the John Lewis tagline that comes with that, let me read it just so I get it right. Some gifts are more than just a gift. So it's something that we need. We need to have or we need to give. It's something that's worth spending money on. Have you ever been on, has anyone ever been on a slide? Yeah, that's more of you than admitting. Have you ever been on a desire slide? Anyone ever been on one of them? Desire slide. So at the top of the desire slide, you start with like. You see something and you like it, but you keep looking at it. And as you head down the slide, that like becomes a want. Oh, that's something that I want. But as you pick up speed and head down to the bottom of the slide, well, that thing has moved from a like to a want to a need. I need. I need that. I need it. Has anyone been on that slide? Yeah. We get sucked in, don't we? We look at it, we like it, we want it, we need it. We need it. We better get it this week. Tuesday. We need it. In fact, we might need it so much, we might just buy it for ourselves anyway. Just in case no one else does. Because we need it. We need it. Stuff. But the trouble with stuff is that soon we've got stuff. Well, soon we need the next thing. And we need the next thing. And actually, it never fully satisfies us. We're always left wanting more. Who remembers what they got for Christmas last year? Really? Okay, I'm going to go further back. Who remembers what they got for Christmas last year? Now, either you're not playing in, or that is exactly what I'm thinking. Some of you do. That's brilliant. If you do, that's brilliant. Brilliant. But quite often, who remembers what they got for Christmas 3 years ago? Not convinced. You remember 3 years ago. 2015. Some of you weren't even born. Is that right? We have stuff. We get stuff, but then we need more. And it doesn't satisfy us. Well, this bag represents what Jesus tells us and what Jesus gives us. And here's the first thing out of this bag. Can you read this? Emily, can you read that? Himself. Jesus gives us himself. Now, that seems a bit odd. That's a weird thing to think, isn't it? But the Bible puts it this way. It says in Hebrews, keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. We fill our lives with stuff because we think they're going to fill different needs that we think we've got. But Jesus says, you've got me. I was born so that you can have me, and I won't leave you. And I meet your deepest needs. I am all you need. Jesus says that. Well, secondly, let's get something out of here. Here we are. The world says, what's this one say? Sophie, can you read that?
Now.
Now. The world says now. I want it and I want it now. Anybody quite impatient? Let me ask that a different way around. Is anybody good at waiting? Is anybody good at waiting? Is anybody good at waiting? Anybody good at waiting? Anyone bored yet? I was walking down the road here a couple of days ago, might even have been yesterday, and picture the scene, just out from the church, heading down the hill. Just before getting to the shops, there's the little driveway. Before you get to the American Way, one of my favourite places, and before you get to Waitrose, there was a lorry that came out of the driveway just there, and it was blocking the path. You couldn't get round it, and the lorry couldn't get out because the traffic was quite busy. And I had to wait. I was walking, so I was just standing there. I might have had to wait 45 seconds. Do you think I was happy? Do you think I started muttering and twitching and thinking, oh, come on, get out the way. Got things to do. Now, we want things now. It's all immediate, isn't it? If something that we're playing on our phone or our tablet, it starts buffering or it loses connection. Oh, we drum our fingers. We get annoyed with it. We want it now. And the world says you should have things now. You don't have to wait for them. You deserve it. You should have it now. But what if we don't get all those things? What if we don't live until we're 95? What if we think we're going to miss out on stuff? We end up being disappointed. Well, Jesus came and he gave us this. Don't worry this for me. Now you got that one?
Eternity.
Eternity. Jesus came and gives us eternity. Perhaps the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. We don't need to do everything now. We don't need to have a bucket list now. We don't need to visit every place now. Because with Jesus we get eternity. Eternity. To enjoy this world, to enjoy things. We don't need to cram it all into now. Well, the world says, let's get another thing out of here. What's the world say? Ah, yes. Anyone read this one for me? You got that one? Looks. Looks. The world says your looks are important. How you look, it matters. What you wear, it matters. Who agrees with that? Oh, they've all got their hands up down here. Who agrees with that? How you look matters. Yeah, there's a few sort of gradually starting to put their hands up. How many of you took a look in a mirror before you came here tonight? How many of you glanced in a shop window or a car reflection just on the way? We get obsessed, don't we, with how we look, and the world tells us that. And the adverts at the moment that are coming at us are all, many of them, to do with having the right things so that we look right, so we appear right. And part of that is because we want to fit in. We want people to like us and approve of us. We want to have that acceptance. Well, what did Jesus come to do? Well, he says, he can get us acceptance. Not based on how good we are with God, not based on how we look or how we perform, but because God loves us and chose to die for us. And so we gain acceptance because Jesus came and died for us on the cross. We're accepted by him, not based on how we are or what we look like. Now, who's excited about Jesus so far? He's going to do one more thing. Family. Oh, I stole it from you. Family. Now, this one's a bit trickier, isn't it? The BBC are onto something here. This is their catchline this year, or tagline. Christmas is about time together. It's a mother and a son. And it's them trying to find time, or particularly the mum trying to find time to spend with her son. And so, actually, a lot of us would nod along with that and say, yeah, of course that's... they're onto something. Christmas must be about family, mustn't it? And a lot of you are looking forward to time with family. But some of you are dreading it. And some of you are mourning because there's someone in your family that's died. Or maybe your family's broken up. There's been divorce or separation. And so actually, if we pin everything on family, if we listen to the BBC and we can't have that, well, then it crushes us. So what did Jesus come to do? Last one out of this bag. You read that one? Oliver, you got that one? God's family. Jesus came to bring us into God's family. So the Apostle John says this, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." So we might enjoy family life in this life, and that's a good thing if we do. But Jesus came to bring us into God's family so we can call him our Father. We can have a relationship with him. And we can call people in our church family, our brothers and sisters, we can have relationship with them. And it's something bigger and better than our sort of blood family, if you like, in this life. Now, they're big things, but they all come back to this, the last slide. The world tells us we need these things. Stuff. We need it now. We need looks. We need family. The world tells us that. And if we go after those things, they'll never satisfy. They'll destroy us. If we pin everything on them. But Jesus came to bring us life. To give us himself. To give us acceptance with God. To bring us into God's family. Is that amazing? Is that amazing? And that's why Christmas is so special. And why we celebrate Christmas, the time when Jesus came, to give us those things which are real and meaningful for us. Well, I'm going to say a prayer, and then I think we're going to sing, or you're going to sing. Are we going to sing? We're all going to sing a song to finish. But let's pray before we sing our last song. Let's pray. Our Father God, we recognize that we can easily fall for the stuff that the world tells us about what's important. We want stuff. We go after stuff. We want it now quite often. We're impatient. We think that this life is all we've got. We need to cram everything in. We want acceptance. We want to look right. We want to fit in. And we want our family to work, our family to be good. But Father, we recognize that these things can end up crushing us or end up leaving us wanting more. They never quite fulfill. So we thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he came to give us life, life in all its fullness. Thank you that in him we have acceptance with you. Thank you that with him we're brought into your family. We can relate to you, God, as our Father. Thank you that he came to give us his very self, willing to die on a cross, that we might know forgiveness and peace with you. Father, help us this Christmas to focus on Jesus, to celebrate Jesus. And not just to focus on Jesus for Christmas, but into the new year as well. We thank you for all that he brings to us in his name. Amen.